This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Until Donald Trump takes the stage at the Shields Arena Fargo for a presidential visit on behalf of Congressman Kevin Cramer's campaign for the United States Senate. What a great week to be a North Dakotan, huh? Or for that matter, a South Dakotan, a Minnesotan, a Montanan, maybe a Canadian from, Saskatchewan or Manitoba, because you can all join the party and see Donald J. Trump. Exactly right. You have a great time. That is, unless you have a moral objection to the president and want to kick him out of a restaurant or his press secretary. Seriously, folks, what in the world is in the water right now? What's in the water? It's even in Hazen, North Dakota. That Pretty Petals up there. Do you see that, Todd? The signs they put up at Pretty Petals. You can't make it up. One sign from somebody, I don't know where this was, but it says closed until and when Trump lets the kids out of cages. Protest, speak out. Yeah. Isn't that interesting? And the Pretty Petals one in Hazen says, it is wrong to put kids in cages. Call, what telephone number is that? That's a congressional number. It might be Congressman Cramer's number. I should check. Speak out. You see that sign up in Hazen?
Pretty Petals.
Yeah, Pretty Petals in Hazen evidently has it out there. Now, I would like to tell both the poster, wherever that's at, and the sign about kids in cages. Kids in cages wrapped in foil was a Drudge headline during the Obama administration. In fact, the former Homeland Security Secretary under Barack Obama was on Fox News Sunday this weekend and said, no, we did the same thing in 2014. The exact same thing. Now, here's the difference. The numbers now, 83% of the kids coming across the border right now that are detained, 83%. Here's that number. Wrap your mind around that. 83% are unaccompanied. They didn't come with a parent. A parent sent them from Colombia with like a mule or, some trafficker to get the kids. Now, so the inhumane thing would have been you're back into Mexico, kids. Instead, they're taken and they're cared for. You really can't make it up. And I don't know what's going on. Now people are booted out of restaurants. Maxine Waters, did you hear her rant over the weekend? I don't know what is with Maxine Waters, but folks, this is happening in the United States of America. This is what Maxine Waters says.
We want it done now. We're going to insist on it. If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet. Already, you have members of your cabinet that are being booed out of restaurants. Who have protesters taking up at their house. He's saying no peace, no sleep. No peace, no sleep. And guess what? We're going to win this battle because while you try and quote the Bible, Jeff Sessions and others, you really don't know the Bible. God is on our side. On the side of the children.
How do you think she knows that?
On the side of what's right. On the side of what's honorable. On the side of understanding.
She's a hot line to God. She's got that
protect the children.
Direct pipeline.
Protect anybody. And so, let's stay the course. Let's make sure we show up wherever we have to show up. And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd.
What do you think of that when you hear that? I mean, that's unbelievable. This is a member of Congress, Maxine Waters, saying just because you're in the Trump administration and in a restaurant, at a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and create a crowd, you push back on them, you tell them they're not welcome anymore anywhere. Does anybody else find any irony in the fact that Maxine Waters is an African-American who's obviously familiar with the horrific treatment of folks just because of the color of their skin, not just because they have a different political belief, they should get this kind of treatment? I don't know. You can't make it up. It really is it's a bizarre time. I can't figure it out. I can't. I can't one bit. But you know what I do trust? I trust this audience for sorting it all out. I trust this audience knowing you're not what she described, and you support the Trump administration. So I know who's wrong here. I know who's wrong. And the distortion they are doing with this story is unforgivable. Really is. Okay, so here's what we got today on the program. We have Laura Trump, the daughter-in-law of Donald J. Trump, to talk about the visit to Fargo. 58 hours, well, actually now 57 and 50 minutes, as a matter of fact. But so Laura Trump will be here. And then also we have the Army Corps of Engineers Chief of Water Management for the Missouri River. We're going to get you some answers on these flows and the releases and what's happening. Senator Hovind is also on this. He'll join us. And lots of time to chat about whatever you'd like to chat about on What's on Your Mind. We're going to go to it. Todd, did you just take Maxine Waters off your Christmas list? Is that what I saw going on in your computer right now? You just she's not getting a Christmas card from...
Never was.
From Todd and Carrie. No? Oh, never was? Oh, okay. Maybe my mistake. I thought I saw you take it off. Mark in Fargo, what's on your mind? You're next.
My name is Jack.
How do folks get a very clear of having your pocket
Now, how can you avoid the We do not have the best connection with you, Jack. But I believe what you said was you have Heidi phobia. There's others of you, and it's something to do with having your pocket picked. Is that right?
By senators who think they're Santa Claus.
I'm sorry?
By senators, U.S. senators who think they are Santa Claus.
Oh, think they're Santa Claus. I got it. Okay, yeah. Giveaways. Yeah. Okay.
So you can cure Heidi phobia. You're aware of that, aren't you?
How do you cure Heidi phobia, there, Mark? Oh, Jack.
Yeah, you can cure Heidi phobia. Just vote for Kevin Cramer.
Oh, I see. Well, there you go. There's a solution you've come up with all on your own there. Right. Yeah, perfect. It's just a guy named Jack from Fargo with a thought about ID phobia. Thank you very much. I'm getting texted about an echo, Manny, so I don't know if you're working on that or not. I heard an echo when
it's
I...
It's not me. It's you guys.
Oh, it's coming from here. Oh, I see. Do we know that here?
Hello,
in Montana. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, this is Steve from Montana. And yeah, you do have some echo or some feedback on your radio here. I wanted to share with you some information I got off of NPR yesterday. A program called The Reveal. It's a news program. And they did a story on the kids that are being detained, and apparently the facility in Texas contracted in 2013 to provide the service that they are now providing. Now, I think Obama was president in 2013, and they also said that over the last 4 years, the federal government has spent $1.5 billion to house these kids in these facilities, and there's a number of facilities around the country. So, this stuff has been going on for several years, but only just now Trump is getting the blame for it.
Yeah, and, you know, here's my solution. You want my solution? See what you think of mine. We need to make it abundantly clear that there is not a wink and a nod when they come, because then these traffickers, these mules, when people are, do I do this, do I not do this? They need to know. They need to know. Because the reason they're not going to a port of entry to ask for asylum is because that's their story hasn't checked out before, and it's not going to check out now. So we need to make it very, very, very clear that that what you just described is not going to happen anymore. That they're going to be, I guess the success they had at one point, was literally just getting them on a plane and putting them back. Way cheaper than again, what you described in the way of housing them. So we got to send the message. And that's, by the way, what they were trying to do by saying, we're going to enforce the law. We're going to enforce the law. They're trying to send a message and stop this. As you can see, there's a hue and cry.
You know, I think the parents ought to be allowed the option to voluntarily repatriate, and if they did, their kids should be sent with them. And if not, if we have to forcibly repatriate them, then they should be barred from applying for citizenship or asylum for at least 5, maybe 10 years.
There you go, a solution. Thank you very much, Steve. Senator Hovind, when we come back, take your calls. Don't go away.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you going to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. That's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake 2.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers performance system. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers' performance system.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My Pillow powers us on What's on Your Mind. By the way, hopefully we're echo free now. A little glitch there going
what,
on.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, even Todd was getting an echo. So it was...
I didn't realize how bad I sounded, but now I know.
It was Fargo's fault. We'll blame it on Fargo. Right? Was it Todd? Was it Manny? But anyway,
not this
fine.
Time. I mean, I do plenty of things, but not this
anyway.
Particular time.
Okay. what else are they going to tell you? Oh, so MyPillow, right? are powered by MyPillow. The new Giza sheets. Oh, my gosh, I can't even tell you. I've never in my entire 53 years on this earth cared much about the sheets that I sleep on. Just whatever. Sheets are sheets. I don't, you know, I've never gone to a hotel. I've never stayed somewhere where, oh, my gosh, are those really, these are unbelievable sheets. These are like, you know, you just feel like you're being, you know, I don't know, just a little comfort level that I can't even explain. That and everything else they sell, from the MyPillow pet pillows to the seat cushions to the mattresses and the beds and the great pillows, everything up to 50% off when you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, 506-9028, 800-506-9028. You tell them Scott and Todd sent you. They're going to take good care of you. Senator John Hoeven is here to talk about a couple of things, including our conversation with the Corps of Engineers here in a few minutes. Senator, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. Greetings to you and your listeners.
So you're going to, like, fly out with President Trump again here in a couple of days?
Well, I will if the voting schedule allows. We've got the farm bill on the floor this week, and so we hope to get the farm bill through the Senate this week. So if the votes, if I can make it work vote-wise, then, yeah, absolutely. I'd like to come out with him and be and attend and be at the rally in Fargo. But we'll see on the vote schedule.
Do you anticipate, you don't anticipate any problems with the farm bill passing in the Senate, do you?
Well, knock on wood, you know, I'm always careful about predictions, but I think we're on track. We brought it out of committee in good order, so that, you know, we got some work to do on the floor, but I think we'll get it passed this week.
Now, I know there's a battle in the House, but they believe they have the votes for an immigration compromise there. If that passes there, can you pass that in the Senate?
I sure hope so. I mean, clearly, you know, it'll have tremendous support, I think, on our side of the aisle. And the question is whether we can get some Democrats to join us.
Let's talk a little bit about this Corps of Engineers situation. I'm going to take a call here first because I think it's on this topic. Clay, and you're calling from where, Clay?
Reno, North Dakota.
All right. Go ahead for Senator Hoeven.
Yeah, I sent him a letter on April the 11th to North Dakota State Farmer Agency, Heidi Heitkamp, Representative Kevin Kramer, and Inspector General and the Farm Bureau on FSA in Morton and Burley County. And the only ones we're getting help from is Kevin Kramer and the Farm Bureau. And I was wondering if he's going to come in, John Hoeven, if he's going to help us out. And what does it take to get a job like at the FSA? What's your qualifications and stuff? Because they're telling me that I need to quit the cattle business. They told me that five times, Ryan Limbaum and Brian Dickinson. But I don't think they're qualified to do their job because when I ask them questions, they don't know the answers. And I would just want a response from him, John.
What's the issue with FSA that you have written in about?
Well, you can't get your loans are not on time, nothing's on time, and she wants to fight with us, like in Morton County, the lady, she argues with us, she fights with everybody. It's just a bad situation. This has been going on for a long time.
And I don't know, maybe Senator Hoeven isn't aware, but Congressman Kramer's got a number of calls about this as well, specific problems in that office, and I believe it's with a specific person. When you say she, are you talking about a woman there that is
Melody Heath from Morton County, but Ryan Limbaum and Brad Dickinson, they're backing her up, and they're standing behind her the whole way, and they're part of the problem, too.
Yeah. Well, let me do some more checking into it, and we'll get back to you. The other thing I would tell you is in the Farm Bill, I've actually had an amendment to increase the amount of the FSA loan guarantee as well as the direct loans to help farmers and ranchers get access to capital. So we're trying to do more there, and we'll do some work on this and you know, see what we can do to help.
This is a case of the bureaucracy gone bad. It's specific to the Morton County office there for sure. And, you know, we've heard enough to know that they just sort of disregard, you know, any input. And it gets a little bit better if you complain. But the leadership there really needs to wake up. There's no doubt about that. Clay, I'm going to put you on hold and have Manny grab your number so we can pass it on to Senator Hoeven's office as well. And you can
And I'll check in with Brad Tickerson, who is heads the FSA for North Dakota, and obviously see what, you know, we can do to help.
We're going to talk to John Remus next from the Corps of Engineers, Chief of Water Management for the Missouri. In the time we have left, can you kind of give us an update on what answers you're getting from these folks about the increase in releases?
Right. So I contacted them last week when the water, you know, because the water's been coming up, been concerned about it. Talked not only to John Hudson, who's the district commander out of Omaha, but to John Remus and others, too, who manage this. What they're telling me is that that they were going to bring the releases up to 60,000 cubic feet a second out of Garrison, which they're at now, which would bring the water level at Bismarck, or the river level at Bismarck, to about 13 feet. This morning it's 13 feet 2 inches. What they've indicated to me is that they'll hold it there probably through mid-July, and then hopefully, you know, that's as high as it goes, and then it would start going down. Now, of course, they always indicate, well, if there's rains and so on and so forth, but they do have 2.5 feet of reserve or room in the exclusive flood pool for additional water. So, you know, we've been pushing pretty hard for them to do everything they can to minimize flooding. They do have room in Oahe, so it should not be a case of backing water up from Oahe. And, you know, we'll continue to monitor this and hopeful that the water level or the river level through this stretch from, you know, Garrison Dam down to Oahe does not go higher.
I see the governor, basically said, you know, you got to communicate better. You're not communicating well enough why you're doing what you're doing. Would you share that?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look last week, I not only contacted him, but made clear that they need to do everything they can to minimize flooding. I kind of went through that. And the second point was just that. I said, you've got to communicate and keep people informed. And, of course, I put that out last week and kind of got this going. And yeah, I've emphasized to them they need to be out communicating. So it's good you're having Remus on the radio today. That's another chance to get the word out. And they need to keep doing that and answer people's questions so people can plan as well, you know.
I only have about a half a minute left. Are they confident this isn't going to cause flooding?
But what they're telling me is that this should be as high as they go. And obviously, we'll stay on them. They need to do everything they can to protect property and, of course, people and property and communicate. And so, you know, like, again, we hope so, but we need to keep working with them, and they need to keep communicating to everybody so we know what's going on.
Senator, thanks for the time today. Covered a lot of ground in a short period of time here.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
Busy day, and hope to see you on Wednesday. Hope the vote schedule allows. That'd be kind of cool.
Yep, thanks.
Thank you. Senator John Hoeven joining us today from D.C. in a busy week. Farm bill coming this week. How great would that be, huh? What's that immigration bill? All right. Your questions for the Corps official next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay, and we'll see you in Watford City.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
First Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen has her dinner interrupted by Trump administration opponents in New York City. Then over the weekend, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says she was thrown out of a restaurant in Virginia because she works for President Trump. Now, U.S. House Democrat Maxine Waters of California is applauding those responsible.
If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, you get out and you create a crowd, and you tell them they're not welcome.
Waters also calling at that rally against Trump administration immigration policy for the president to be impeached. A federal judge taking up North Carolina's so-called bathroom law today. The U.S. District Court in Raleigh will hear arguments that claim the law discriminates against transgender people. And this is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What's on your mind? I was just enjoying, Baker's Street and, Jerry Rafferty.
Baker's Street?
Oh, sorry. Boy, Todd is the fact checker around here, isn't he? Baker Street.
Yeah.
Don't say it wrong or you're going to be in big trouble.
Let me help you out there, Scott.
You're helping me out? Yeah, it's a great song. I love it.
Well, I mean, it's a great song. I mean, you're right.
27 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. It's just one of those that just it takes me back to that era, and I just want to, soak it all in. I love it.
Okay, what does it take you back to?
I'm trying to think. Would that be KDMA or KMGM? I can't remember where I was playing at. Robbie Dupree always
you
brings me back to.
You would have been about 13 or so at the time, something like that.
KQWI in Clarinda, Iowa. I think I'd be a little older than that, no? Yeah, I think so. I started spinning records when I was 12 years old. I did the Sunday morning shift, so then it was a lot of Letterman, some of those wonderful songs. Anyway, back on What's on Your Mind. And I want to remind you that we're going to be kicking off the July 4th weekend at one of the best locations on I-94. In fact, if you need a stop, I-94, east, west, whatever direction you're going, exit 292 is the PetroServe USA. A beautiful new location out there. The grand opening celebration not all that long ago, and we're continuing the grand opening celebration. We'll be there Tuesday the 3rd with What's on Your Mind. So if you're traveling the morning of July 3rd, heading out for the July 4th weekend, stop and see us. Best burgers in North Dakota. That's right. They have them right there made to order, and they are, the hand-pattied, fresh beef from Valley Meats on the grill, caramelized onions, cheese, fresh baked bun. So good you can't even believe it. PetroServe USA, see you there. And lots of other great specials. So fill up. You can do E15 there too, at PetroServe USA. Exit 292 in Valley City. PetroServe USA will be there for July the 3rd. Looking forward to it. Okay, our next guest is here. John Remes is the Chief of Water Management for the Missouri River for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. John, thanks for joining us. How are you today? Can you hear me, John?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I got you now. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
Fantastic. Questions, comments, welcome, by the way, for John today at 800-228-0550, or you can text us, me at 367-2054, 367-2054, or Todd at 226-8503. I suppose you're kind of used to controversial decisions, but as you know, the decision on the releases on the Missouri has many people concerned about the risk of flooding because of the high amount of concerns. Should people be worried?
Well, I think people need to be. I don't think they need to be worried. I think they need to be cautious and just be aware of the situation.
Here is one of the questions that we had that prompted our conversation with you today. I'll give you a chance to listen to this and then answer.
You know, common sense applied would probably go a long ways with this core program. All they would have to do is they know what the levels of the lake are throughout, say, like now 2017. The spring, the summer, and the fall, they know what it's been maintaining. Why don't they start dumping some of the water to make room back in late October, after the bulk of the fishing season is done, the sporting events are done, dump in late October, dump some more in early November, give it a rest in mid to late December and January and February, which would then give them a good idea of what the snowpack is going to be up in the mountains. And that would create some type of a padding or a cushion or a mattress, whatever you want to call it, for the next spring, which would have been 2018, instead of going through what they're going through right now. That's it.
All right, John, about the caller's theory, you say what?
Well, we do empty all of our flood control storage each year. So we were at our full flood control storage was available. I think it was January 15th when we reached that this past year. So we had all of the flood control storage available. As far as doing preemptive releases to draw into the conservation pool, that's not part of our process. If the snowpack doesn't materialize or we don't get the rains, then we start off with a large deficit in the system going into a drought, and that's just that would backfire on us pretty much.
Texter says, I understand that we can text questions for the Corps of Engineers. My question is this: why is the Corps storing so much water behind Garrison when they have 30-plus feet of storage at Oahe? I saw in the Bismarck Tribune January 15th where the Corps said they had evacuated all the water they needed for the year. That's what you just mentioned. Really, so why didn't they account for the fact that it was still snowing and then raining after that? I believe I know the answer to the question, but I would like a response from them, says Dewey in Bismarck.
Yes, we have a considerable amount of storage available in Oahe, and the reason we didn't use it sooner than we're using it now was to provide us the greatest amount of flexibility to respond to rainfall events anywhere in the basin, whether it be in the upper basin or the middle basin or the lower basin. And that's why we left that there. We're utilizing that now, and we have been able to, in the last week or so, respond to runoff events on both ends of the basin, both the upper end and the lower end. So the system is doing what it was intended to do.
800-228-0550, the telephone number if you have a question or comment today on the program. Local number 701-258-0550. Also, you can text Todd at 701-226-8503 or me at 367-2054. John Remus is with us, who is the Chief of Water Management for the Missouri River, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers today, talking about the Garrison releases on the program today. So questions and comments are welcome for him. Here's another by text. It says, because of social media, it makes it much easier to play Monday morning quarterback. I have a friend who was posting about snow and moisture falling in Montana all winter, wondering what the Corps was doing, why they didn't release water sooner, etc. It seems that these issues have been because of Corps miscalculations. How are upstream or downstream citizens in Fargo supposed to feel certainty when this stuff happens in Bismarck twice a decade?
Citizens in Fargo? Is that what your question is?
Well, it says it seems that these issues have been because of Corps miscalculations. How are upstream or downstream citizens in Fargo supposed to feel certainty when this stuff happens in Bismarck twice a decade? I guess he's tying, obviously, the you know, projections over the diversion in the Red River Valley to the you know, the certainty and the numbers in Bismarck.
I guess I'm not really understanding how the runoff in
I don't think he's questioning. I don't think he's questioning the runoff. I think he's questioning the, you know, the forecast, the predictions, the you know, the decision making. I think that's what he's tying the two together, saying, hey, if it happens in Bismarck twice a decade, how can we feel any certainty with the calculations here?
In calculations in Fargo.
Right. Yes.
And I really can't respond to that question. I'm not real sure what the person is asking about, whether or not they feel confident about the runoff predictions in Fargo. I really can't answer those questions.
All right. We tried. Aaron in Emmons County. Let's go to you. Go ahead. You're next. Aaron, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Are you there?
Go ahead. Ask your question. Yep.
Well, I just wanted to say it's so easy to pick on the Corps for everything, and, you know, they've had plenty of reasons sometimes to get picked on, but, I mean, it's not always their fault that everybody builds so close to the river all the time, too, and creates some of these own situations for themselves. It's kind of unfair, too, even though it's hard to manage floodwaters, and it's not always the easiest thing in the world sometimes. And there's probably a little give and take on both sides here. I think everybody could calm down a little bit about it.
All
so
right.
Thanks. I'll hang up and listen.
I don't imagine John's going to disagree with that. Are you, John?
No comment.
Yeah, okay. Clinton Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. I was wondering about what the possibilities are of the Corps relooking at previous denials for riprapping.
That is handled through the Corps' regulatory program. There's a regulatory office in Bismarck. The Water Management Office does not get involved with the regulatory program. I know that sounds like a bureaucratic answer, but I really can't speak for our regulatory folks.
Okay, I guess with rising water and boat traffic going by, we've probably lost 3 or 4 foot of bank this year, and I've tried in the past, but, I mean, it's going to become a problem. Some people have been allowed to riprap, and others aren't, and it's not a good situation.
Clint, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. John, we have about a minute left. What do you want us to know about where we're at right now and what you see coming down the pike here?
Well, we are experiencing some high lake levels and some high discharges in the Missouri River below Garrison Dam there in North Dakota. Our forecast, we look at that every day. We look at not just once a day, but pretty much the whole day. If we are going to be making any changes to the releases of Garrison Dam, we'll get the word out as soon as we can. The river will be running high for most of the summer and into the fall, probably higher than normal, just because of the amount of water we have to get through the system.
Last question, quickly, on an answer, if you would. Why does this continue to happen? We never had these issues in the past, even in wet years, when the issue of a couple of birds came into the picture. We now have a problem. Why?
Well, this is driven by runoff. This is not driven by birds. We're not making any releases or any operational decisions based on endangered species compliance this year. This is all due to higher than normal runoff.
Great. John, thanks for taking the questions today. We appreciate it very much, okay?
Thank you.
Take care.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Morton, Dunn, Cass, Trail, Burley, Stutzman, and McHenry counties in North Dakota, and 2,300 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land along the Missouri River in Dewey County, south of Mobridge, South Dakota, and equipment auctions in Steele and Bowman, North Dakota, and Albany, Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Okay, royalty owners, listen up here. The National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Chapter is again holding their annual convention, the Oil and Gas Minerals 6th Annual Convention, Bismarck, North Dakota, June 28th and 29th. Mark your calendars. This is an educational event that is open to the public. As always, the presentations offer important information on what is happening in North Dakota that will affect you, mineral owners. Thursday night includes dinner, a movie about the history of the Bakken, a tour of the North Dakota Heritage Center at the state capitol, and more. For those new to mineral ownership, Mineral Management 101 will be offered. To register, go online, naro-us.org/events. That's naro-us.org/events. Or call 800-558-0557. 800-558-0557. And don't miss this year's Oil and Gas Mineral Owners Convention, June 28th, 29th, Bismarck, North Dakota, for the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Chapter. Hurry for those early bird deals.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Scott, I was wondering, is there any provision for public restrooms at this Donald Trump thing on Wednesday? I'm just kind of wondering. Some people are wondering if there's any provisions for that. Can you check into it, please? Thank you.
Of course we will. Obviously, inside, the event is equipped to handle that kind of crowd, so there'll be no problem there. I think what you're asking about is in the line much earlier in the day, and we'll ask. I would be, flabbergasted if, in fact, they didn't have the ability to accommodate whatever crowd, because there'll be a much larger crowd waiting to get in than obviously we'll ultimately end up in. So they have a big crowd there. We'll check on it, get you an answer. Anything like that that we can answer, please let us know. 800-228-0550. We'll do it. Here's what I'm encouraging you when it comes to the Trump event. Just make a day of it. Okay? Don't think I'm going to work till 2 and then I'll go over there and get in line about 3 and it's just not going to work. You got to make a day of it and make an event. And just soak it all in and be fun and don't be fretting over when am I going to get in or any of that. Just get there early, get in line, get there early. I personally, if it were me and my family and I had tickets, I said, I'm going to go. The doors open at 4, events at 7. I'm going to be in line no later than noon. No later than noon. Absolutely not. So maybe even sooner. Just my little bit of advice. We're going to have, of course, a full coverage that day, and this should be fascinating. It'll obviously go into the evening, but our What's on Your Mind coverage certainly in the morning will give you the very latest details. Same tomorrow. We have Lara Trump coming up here in a couple of minutes. The president's daughter-in-law works for the campaign, so we'll talk with her a little bit about what happens with these rallies and what you can expect that way as well. I want to thank, by the way, some sponsors that we have that are helping our Trump coverage. That includes Busick Olson and Associates and Labor Masters. Busick Olson and Associates, making America great again one day at a time. And Kent Busick does my taxes, and he showed me this year. He said, now, if the Trump tax cuts had been effected in 2017, here's what you would be. You'd be paying a lot less. The check would have been a lot smaller. So I like that. And Labor Masters, making America great again, one employee at a time. I see the Farmers Union is planning a counter-protest to President Trump. Oh, isn't that? That's just such a big surprise to me. I'm just like, oh, I can't even. Seriously, that's what they're doing? I can't even. They wouldn't do that, would they? No. Yeah, I'll tell you about that in a minute here. This is why I'm going to the North Dakota Farm Bureau Botno Renville County Membership Drive annual meeting up in Antler, because those are my kind of folks. They're wonderful. And free steak supper up there that day, Botno County annual meeting, the Botno Renville County Membership Drive. Prospective members welcome, no obligation. Current Farm Bureau members encouraged to bring a non-member. Special guests will be announced. You want to be there. You get the answers to any question you might have. Just bring your issues. It's 5 to 8 p.m. Tuesday, July 10th, Antler Memorial Park. So we'll see you there. Brought to you by Gooseneck Implement, Green Egg Services Mohall, Borgold Industries, Hefty Seed Company, and the Northern Plains Equipment Case IH. Really looking forward to that. Should be a lot of fun. Okay, let's see here. 800-228-0550. Lots of calls to get to. Ever been kicked out of a restaurant because you support somebody the people that serve meals at the restaurant don't like? Last time I checked, that's called, American civics, right? Politics, but I guess it happens more than we know. Listen.
Yeah, hi. As one of the more vocal Trump supporters in downtown Fargo, I have some experience with refusal of service to conservatives. It's not always as black and white as it seems, though. I'm friends with a few restaurant owners who are also Trump voters, and I was asked discreetly by one I won't name to not be a patron at their restaurant because effectively the younger staff is threatening to strike otherwise. From what I understand, this isn't the case with the restaurant Sarah Sanders attended, but all the same, the type of rhetoric Maxine Waters is engaged in is rampant in our university systems, and I believe this is the cause of all the discrimination we're seeing. I'm glad the mainstream media is forced to cover it now. See you at the Trump event. Thank you.
Yeah, you really can't even overstate what Maxine Waters is doing here. If you see anybody from that cabinet, in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd and push back on them. Tell them they're not welcome anymore anywhere. Wow. Tom in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tom.
I was calling to see if somebody could help me understand why it's okay that I could refuse service to somebody because of their political views, but it's not okay to refuse service to a gay couple. Like the gentleman in Denver that got taken to court because he wouldn't be able to make a cake for a gay wedding, but they can refuse service to Sarah Sanders or whoever else they...
Yeah, I mean the fellow with the cake baker had to take his case to court, had to go all the way to the Supreme Court to be able to stand up for his moral values. I mean that's what it took. This they love it and encourage more of it. You know, that's what I'm saying. You can't make it up. Not to mention, she cited morality, this restaurant owner did, and living up to certain standards is the reason why she boots somebody who her staff evidently doesn't like the boss, right? Doesn't like President Trump. You work for President Trump, so therefore you have to leave. I mean, it's really sad, is what it is.
I feel sorry for anybody that owns another restaurant named Red Hen because they're not a chain.
That happened.
And yet they're getting hammered.
That happened. There were a couple of others where they had to put up notices that, hey, that's not us. It's a different spot. But,
yeah.
And I guess their online rankings had dropped big time too. But a caller's exactly right. You're right, sir. That's the double standard there that is just jumping out at all of us. Laura Trump, daughter-in-law to President Trump, when we come back on What's on Your Mind and more of your calls after that. So stay tuned. We've got a lot to cover today.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins and Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins and Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins and Kronk is not a registered broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.